Hey folks, this week I was going to put a commercial for the Tan Store on here, but in light of recent events, I thought we'd have something more important at the front of the show, and since we talked a lot about NBC this week, I'm going to turn it over to Conan O'Brien.
We've been talking a lot about my little dust-up here at NBC. It's been in the news for the last week or so, but obviously the devastation in Haiti reminds us there's actual tragedy in the world. This is just show business. It's pretty stupid and pretty silly,
yeah.
And really doesn't matter. So if you want to help out, and this is something that really matters, please go and make a donation.
There's a lot of different ways you can help out by making a donation. You can text Haiti to 90999 on your cell phone. That'll make a $10 contribution to the Red Cross. There's the ClintonBushHaitiFund.org. There is StillerStrong.org. And also, I'll be doing a comedy show on the 23rd in Dublin. Bunjo's Comedy Club at the Willow Tree Restaurant starts at 7:30. 50% of the ticket sales will be going to Haiti Relief. Links to all this stuff will be in the show notes. Thank you guys so much for your time and attention. Now we're going to go away from real tragedy to the pseudo-tragedy that is episode 83 of TanCast. Thanks a lot.
TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb. It contains explicit language and adult content. It is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening, enjoy the show.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
TanCast.
So one of us forgot to record.
Oh, I think I hear Tim's aneurysm starting. No, you better not do anything else wrong, like, for the rest of the week.
I'm the only one that does shit wrong.
I've turned in
and
audio.
How many
that
episodes
was...
have we done this? And this is the first time I forgot to record.
Yeah, and Noah, I'm saying
I'm gonna use that excuse the next time I do something shitty. What? How many times have I seen a hooker and never once have I killed one? Come on, one time and you can get off of my business.
I think it's a good excuse.
And twice I've turned in audio to Tim that was like, "Oh, dude, I can't hear a word you're saying." Like, oh well, that oh fuck.
I don't want us to get too full of ourselves.
well done.
I don't want us to think like, hey, we're doing all good now. We remember to record each time.
All right.
We remember to record each time we're recording.
Let's reintroduce ourselves. Welcome to TanCast. I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the amused A in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the fuck up at TanCast.
Noah, the not recording at TanCast.
Yes.
Noah wasn't recording for that last little bit. We're going to splice in whatever we can of it right here.
Hello, my name is Dave. During this flashback, I'll be playing the part of Noah.
Welcome to TanCast. Yeah.
Sexy TanCast. Alright, high five.
Hey Tim, I like your artwork on your Conan blog.
Which one? I have two blogs.
The latest one.
Oh, you like the Kanye West one?
I like the artwork. That's some good Photoshop.
Oh, thank you. That's what I do. You know, I Photoshop. I feel a little Photoshop. You didn't like the joke, though? I'm gonna let you finish. No, I'm not gonna let you finish. Fuck you. Get out.
I liked the Jedi one. That cracked me up.
I went through different permutations of Star Wars parodies for the, like, it was Star Wars, I forget what the stand-in was for Empire, but Strikes Back, and there was one, like, an Old Hope, Attack of the Conan, but I decided Revenge of the Chin was the best way to go.
Yeah.
Like I said, it just sucks for everybody, but, it just sucks. It's bullshit. I'm more than a little surprised that they're really going to take Conan, make Conan step down. I think that's fucking lame.
Yeah.
Are they making him step down? I thought they wanted to move him to 1205.
Well, No, it's like, hey, I'm going to give you a choice between getting kicked in the nuts or getting shot in the head. Which would you like? of those two options.
Yeah, because as people keep saying, like, it's not the Tonight Show if it starts tomorrow morning.
Not only is it not the Tonight Show if it starts tomorrow morning, it's like they've already been fucking up their lead-ins more and more and more, getting rid of their dramas. I mean, really, they've got, like, Law & Order SVU, Chuck, and The Office. If you look at all the rest of their shows, it's just, like, a bunch of reality shit, a bunch of stuff that nobody fucking watches. It's just really cheap for them to produce. And they were already fucking around with things by tossing Jay Leno up and then, you know, getting the news people pissed off and starting this slide of ratings leading into Conan.
Which, the Jay Leno thing might not have been a bad idea if he didn't just do a version of The Tonight Show without a desk.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the nature of those shows is, like, you tune in for the monologue, and then you turn out by the end. Like, ah, fuck it, I don't care about this guest. You know what I mean? So you flip it off so that you don't stay for the news.
Mm-hmm.
And it also fucks up Conan's audience because, like, people who were going to have to make the choice to either watch Conan or watch Letterman now that Leno was off the air didn't have to make that choice. They're like, oh, I'll just keep watching Leno, and I don't have to watch Conan or Letterman or even Kimmel. Like, nothing. I just, fuck it. I'll watch it at 10, and then I'll
go
back
to
eating my pre-digested protein because I'm fucking old.
Oh, man. And so many stand-up comics. I mean, they've had a bunch of people on the news, like Patton Oswalt and, like, mm-hmm. a bunch of people on Larry King or whatever. And they're all saying shit like, you know, it's not that Jay Leno is a bad comic. Jay Leno was a great comic. He may have been one of the greatest stand-ups of his generation. But then they gave him The Tonight Show, and he became beige. He was... The closest he got to offensive was the fact that he liked to seem smarter than other people. With, like, jaywalking, you know, just, like, the snide little comments or whatever, trying to kind of be self-aggrandizing. Like, that's the closest he got to edgy or offensive.
Yeah. But, I mean, he did what he became something that, like, whatever that niche that needed filling, he filled it and did it well enough to beat Letterman consistently.
Mm-hmm.
By 2 million viewers a night.
Yeah, whatever it was the old people were looking for, he had that shit dialed right in. Yeah, like figuring out like people wanted longer monologues.
Shut the fuck up!
Hey, Tim, I think you're crossing echo.
Shut the fuck up, fat man!
Sorry, just had to use the Samuel Jackson soundboard for a minute.
Well, that's excellent.
Did you hear it?
We heard it, and we also heard echoes of me talking.
That doesn't matter, that's funny.
All right, shut the fuck up, fat man.
Now that's irony.
Yes.
But, like, if Jay Leno had done, like, with his 10 o'clock show, like, the Chappelle Show for old people, like,
yep.
That, like, you know what I mean? Like, done whatever he had done with The Tonight Show, but done it as like, a kind of like a sketch comedy show, kind of like the Chappelle Show, where it was, like, talking about shit that they wanted to, you know, they were interested in, like, the equivalent of their Rick James bitch type sketch. Fucking, that would have been a great show. He could have done something really awesome at 10 o'clock, but he's like, nope, I'm just going to keep doing, hey, look, someone misspelled something in the fucking Walla Walla Washington Ledger. Let's laugh at him. Which, I like the headline segment, but it's like, you know what, try something new. But I was listening to the Comedy Nerds podcast, and it's like, you can't really blame him, though, because, I mean, it was working for him, so what else was he going to do?
Keep going back to that same well.
Yep.
Which is another way of saying absolutely nothing new, original, groundbreaking, thought-provoking.
I think Jay Leno is the Domino's pizza of talk show hosts. And hopefully someday he will wake up and realize people have been saying his pizza tastes like cardboard. But right now, fuck it. He's one of the industry leaders. In his case, he is the industry leader.
Do you think Leno will get the same ratings if he goes back to The Tonight Show?
But the problem is old people don't give a shit. They're like, fuck it, he's back. Well, let's watch him. Like, all this, you know, Team Coco. The problem is, none of them are fucking watching. Even now. Even with all this attention, Letterman's still winning, and Conan is not getting anywhere near Leno's numbers.
Yeah, well, in his defense, a lot of people who prefer Conan, like me, have sort of moved on from late-night TV. You know, I've got two TiVos in my house, and I've got a connection to the internet to bring me back just the best clips of everything. So I don't have, like, you know, scheduled late night TV viewing.
Yeah, that's a problem. I would say Conan's generation watches it a lot on Hulu and shit like that.
Yeah, and Nielsen's fucking completely behind the times. They've got no idea. I mean, shit, up to a couple of years ago, they didn't have any idea how to count DVR households, when DVR households passed like 10% of the market.
Really? Only 10%?
No. This was like a couple of years ago when DVRs passed 10% of the market. You know, before like they started putting cheap-ass DVRs into every fucking cable box. You know, when it was predominantly like TiVo, and that was it.
Gotcha.
It was like TiVo and Replay TV, and, you know, choices were otherwise limited.
See, I'm a... did you guys see... Anyway, I was going to say I'm a Daily Show Colbert Report guy. I still watch those every night.
Yes, me too.
But then again, I'm a comedian who's home at night, so... Not home at night, but I mean home late enough at night that I can turn them on. Yeah. But still, they're DVR'd from when they actually aired, so it's like 2 or 3 in the morning before I'm watching them. But all that is to say, nothing. So I'm going to change to, did you guys see Jimmy Kimmel fucking laying waste to Jay Leno on his own show?
Yes.
Okay. Did you see it, Andy?
Yes, and as expected, I saw it online, not on Jay Leno's show.
What?
Have you not been recording?
Ah, you suck.
I loaded up Audacity, and I just forgot to hit record.
You son of a bitch. It was all gold.
Well, now it's going to be gold without Noah.
Well, I'm recording now.
Hey, that is great. And we're back. So...
So we've hopefully been talking about Jay Leno, Conan O'Brien, and Jimmy Kimmel.
With huge gaps in the conversation.
As Tim and I sit quietly and listen politely to nothing.
You know what? That may be funnier. This may be some new avant-garde thing that we're doing now.
Well, I remember one thing I said. I said...
It's like Garfield minus Garfield, except it's Tancast minus Noah.
I remember one thing I said. That's funny to me. I got it. I got one thing.
It'll all be fixed.
I said, Yeah, you splice that in. No, don't worry about it. That's for me.
I mentioned something about...
We should do like that episode when I was in Hawaii, where I just recorded a bunch of, yeah, fuck you guys. Fuck you, Tim. Fuck you, Noah. I hate you. I hate you both. I love you guys. And Tim could just pepper it through. Come on, Noah, give us a bunch of audio.
Or we could go back to talking about Jimmy Kimmel laying waste to Jay Leno on his own show.
That sounds good. I watched it. Tim sent me the link. Woohoo!
That was fucking awesome. But uncomfortable to watch at the same time.
Yes. After the very first question, where Jay's like, all right, that's all the time we have. It's like, oh no, sir. You dug this grave. Go ahead and lay down in it for a little while.
Whew. Have you ever ordered anything off TV? You mean like how NBC ordered you off of TV? I don't like strippers because they're fake. You know, they're just being nice to you for money. Kind of like you were with Conan when you handed it, passed the torch at the Tonight Show. Remember that, Jay? And he's like, come on, Conan and I have children. All you have is cars and $800 million. Leave our shows alone.
Yes.
Got a point?
Got a point.
Like, I would say, like... I think they should just take Jay Leno's show from 5 nights a week to 1 night a week and make it one really cool, like, variety show, like, that's actually, I don't know, well-produced.
Mm-hmm.
Has some sort of, like, event to it, whereas it's opposed to just, I miss it tonight, I'll tune in tomorrow. Oh, I miss it 2 nights in a row, I'll get it to the next, next month. You know what I mean? Something that's like, the Jay Leno show, niggers!
Yep.
I don't know if they put niggers in there.
Well, no, Kevin Eubanks will say that part, so it's fine.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He's allowed to talk about the niggers.
Yeah, he is. He's black. I've checked. I saw him at the meeting.
Do either of you find Andy Ricker, like, necessary?
Never.
Like, he was there. Like, we were watching it last night. I think the show from Friday. And he was there. I'm like, why is he fucking there? He's not really adding much to the conversation.
He's the hype man.
I think he talks too much.
I find him useful in the interview section. But not really in the monologue at all.
Yeah, like...
Yeah, because that's not really a monologue.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember way back in the day, classic Tonight Show Conan. Wait, no, Late Night Conan. Like, when he was leaving the show, I'm like, what the fuck's Andy doing? He's going to wreck the show. He's leaving the show. He's going to wreck it. He's going to wreck this show that I love. And then he was gone. I was like, oh, okay, that's fine then.
I was like, oh, the show seems to be going along just fine.
Yeah.
And now he's back.
What's Conan going to do without Andy Richter to play off of? Oh, he's just going to continue to be funny.
Although I did like, I don't remember what night it was, where it was not too long after Conan released his statement, and he's like, there were, you know, it was like the segment when they're at the desk, and he's like, is it all right if I make a statement? They're like, yeah, sure. And Conan's like, yeah, sure, go ahead. So he's like, this is to the television industry. I've spent a lot of money, so you need to hire me to do something else. Because I owe some very bad people a lot of things. Like, I think I bought a boat. Conan's like, you think? He's like, ah, you know, you're on the internet, you click on something, it arrives, whatever.
Nice.
Anyway, it was amusing.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to denigrate Andy Richter. I find Andy Richter funny. It's just, like, he's funny in a superfluous way. Like me when I'm funny. It's like, oh, Andy's funny. I probably would have been okay without him, though.
You add something, like words. Words.
I'm the punching bag for you guys to beat on.
Yeah, my penis is the punching bag for me to beat on.
I was listening to comedy on my XM radio, and it was a Dane Cook segment, and I couldn't change the channel fast enough, so I actually heard some words. He was saying something about how in every circle of friends, there's always that one friend that everyone hates, and nobody knows why they're in the circle of friends, but it's everybody's hobby when that person isn't there to rip on them. I fucking hate Joe, or something like that. I was like, oh, that's me.
Aw, no.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah, it really is.
Fuck you and your Ferengi teeth.
And I'm sure for some people, it's me.
Yeah, I'm sure we've all been there at some point.
Yep.
I have one of those personalities where either you like me or you're like, I fucking hate that guy. I think that's what's keeping Tancast where it is. Like, it's not getting any higher because people are like, fuck that guy.
If it weren't for that fucking guy, I would be all up on it.
He,
I want
keeps
us to know his
talking.
Sweet and sultry voice. Yeah, ladies. Oh, you know, Stephanie does not like this noise. Let me make this noise.
You crazy. That's amazing.
I try to spoon her and make that noise, and she's not having it.
I can't believe that doesn't get her give her a moistie.
She doesn't like me to touch her when I'm peeing. Like, if I'm sitting over toilet peeing, I try to reach out and touch her. She doesn't like that.
Why is she within arm distance while you're peeing?
Because she's at the same.
Really? You time those things at the same time, huh?
No, I don't time them. It just happens.
You're like, oh, she's washing her hands.
Let me get in there.
Ah, I'm in here. What's happening, baby? I'm peeing.
I love that Noah's actually found that out. I was like, what happens while I'm peeing if I touch somebody else? Does that open the matrix?
What? I think just one time she's about there, I was just trying to stroke her, show a little affection while I was peeing, and she's like, no, don't touch me while you're doing that.
Danelle cannot have the door open while number two is going on.
Oh, me neither.
My wife, when I close the door, number two is going on. I have to go in and be like, what are you doing here? All right, number two, I'm going to close this door now.
like she gets all, like, if you're just talking to her through the door, she's like, okay, we can talk about this later. I'm like, what?
Yep, I am.
Does it require all your focus? It's a poop.
I am the same way. No, poop time is me time. That is my time for pooping.
Yes, we know.
And that's a long time.
Yeah, see, you guys, I should have married you guys.
Okay, you need to schedule out calendar dates for your poop time.
Sometimes I like to read.
To take vacation
from
work.
From 1 to 2, I will be busy pooping.
I like to make time for my butt.
It's important to make time for your butt.
It is important to make time for your butt.
You know what else is good to make time for?
Ten laughs.
10 laughs.
Oh, shit. How
look at
the
us.
Fuck did I know that?
I don't know. How did the fuck did you know that?
Well, you know what time it is right now?
No.
Noah, are you recording?
Yeah.
All right, let's continue then.
Oh,
sick burn.
Ooh.
Sick burn.
Oh, Andy. Oh, fuck, you should go on tour, motherfucker.
Single tear.
I love when Noah makes fun of Andy's. When he pretends like Andy is funnier than he is. I don't know why. It amuses the shit out of me. I was listening to an old episode where he did the same thing. It still made me laugh. Whew. All right. 10 laughs. Where do you go when you need jokes? Come to us. We've got 10. Standard jokes every week to your mom at tandcast.com. Okay, so this one is from Logan, this tan laugh. Which, by the way, you can send your tan laughs to either Tim, Andy, or Noah at tancast.com, or you can send them to fucktards at tancast.com, or your mom at tancast.com. Tancast. Send them to Tancast. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Tancast.
So this one's from Logan. Why did the toddler drop its lollipop?
I don't know.
It was hit by a truck.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow. That would, yeah, that'd make you jump out.
What's the difference between a dead baby and a table?
Not a lot.
You can't fuck a table. Yeah!
Horrible.
This is the last one. What's bright blue, pink, and sizzles?
A baby. Baby bacon.
A dead baby on a griddle?
A baby trying to breastfeed from an electrical outlet. Yes! Nailed it!
Whoa. Oh, the bands.
I must say, I don't know if the listeners are getting it out of this, but I've been at several like social gatherings where I've been able to pull out some random jokes that we've told on Tan Laughs. I was like, yes, I've got jokes. Here's one. Like that Tiger Woods one that Noah told a while back. I've used that several times. The one about
good laughs,
calling
right?
to see... What's that?
Good laughs, right?
Yeah. It works.
Wait, which one about Tiger Woods?
The one where the guy and the girl, they're on their honeymoon, you know, they've just gotten married, and she admits she's already had sex, but it was only with Tiger Woods, and then they keep trying to have sex, after they have sex, he keeps trying to order room service, and she's like, oh, Tiger wouldn't do that, he'd come here and do it again. That keeps happening until finally he goes to the phone, are you calling room service? No, I'm calling Tiger to find out what the par is on this damn hole.
I almost retold that joke, I'd forgotten we'd done it.
Tiger Woods?
Yeah. I actually have it queued up right now, so I'm all ready to read it.
That is awesome.
The second joke in that email, we didn't do that one yet, right?
Sure, I don't know what that email is.
I don't recall.
Well, you can stop me when we get there.
If it's short, I might have read it.
It's not.
Okay, then probably not.
It's medium-sized.
Oh, we'll stop you.
Yeah, that'll be good, and then I'll find another one. All right, Tim, so you want to go first? We'll do this in tan order.
Do what first?
The tan laughs.
I did 3 tan laughs. Where the fuck were you?
I don't know.
There was all these
attention.
Dead babies, don't you remember?
I think I blacked out after the first dead baby joke.
Wow.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus Christ, Andy.
No, I
are you recording?
Think, yes, I am. I can see wavelength when I talk. Hello, pretty blue line. Hello.
Oh,
the line says back to me, hello.
Can we sync up now?
Yeah.
I think we're just thinking at this point.
We haven't slicked up right yet, right? Oh, I get it, Tim.
S-I-N-K,
sinking.
Yes. There you go.
Oh, you scallywag.
I know. It's fun with words, Tim has.
You know what kind of made me laugh on Facebook is when people were doing the bra color thing, and then some other people started posting messages about recording you without your top off and sending them.
Yeah. Like that as well.
And then there's one on Dig. Where this guy? Did you see this one?
That's why I'm laughing ahead of the punchline.
Someone did that, and people.
I haven't seen it. Explain it.
Yep.
That's what I'm going to do. Like someone posted that status message, and you know some people replied. One of the replies was like, "Really, Dad? You want me to send? You know, you want to see a video of your daughter's breast?" And his reply was, "Quiet, sweetie. Daddy's working here."
I did see that. That is funny.
Yeah.
Quiet, sweetie, daddy's working.
All right, so before I forget where I am or what my name is, I'll do a tan laugh and then go back to my fugue. One day in the forest, 3 guys were just hiking along a trail when all of a sudden a huge pack of natives attacked them and knocked them out.
Yes.
When they woke up...
Yes,
we've done this one? Okay, thank you.
Oh, the grapes, right? The grapes and the pineapple?
Yeah. All right, so get rid of that and get rid of that.
Yeah, recently. I was just listening to you tell that joke. Oh, wait, it was Noah,
Does Andy remember any of the shit we've done now?
Okay, dude. Come on now. You've done the same thing where you're like, you get midway through a joke, and I'm like, you told that already. You're like, no!
No way!
Like, you
I remember to do everything, like, even to record.
Not only do you not remember you told the joke, you argue with me when I tell you already. No, fuck you, Tim. I did not tell this joke. Then I gotta go to the tape like Jon Stewart. Play 212!
All right, I'll do another one.
Please, see that you do.
I found another one. While he's rooting around in the basement, a man finds a magic lamp. When he rubs it, a genie emerges in a huge puff of pink smoke. I am the all-powerful genie. I shall grant you one wish. The man thought about it and decided if there was one thing he couldn't get enough of, it was wine. I wish I could pee wine. That's my wish. Granted, and the genie disappeared. Later that day, the man's wife came home to find her husband naked holding a glass. Why only one glass? The wife asked. Oh, fuck. You're drinking out of the bottle tonight. Yeah, it's funnier if I don't, like, trip over English, the only language I supposedly speak well.
Why did you stop? It sounded like things were going fine.
I started stuttering.
You know what's funny about that joke to me? She wasn't questioning why he was peeing in a glass.
Well, he was holding only one glass of wine is the point.
Yes, but Noah's point is, like, she wasn't questioning why he was peeing into it.
Ah, yes.
Like, ayo.
However, that assumes that at the moment she walked in, he happened to be filling the glass. Like, he may have just been there pantsless holding...
Maybe I just added that detail. For some reason, I thought she said he was peeing into a glass.
You called Andy a she.
Did I?
Yep. Just did.
Oh, sorry. It's your tits.
Bitch tits.
You wish you had these bodacious tatas.
No, I don't. I'm good.
All right. So, a guy walked into a pub and immediately noticed a young lady at the bar on her own. After a couple of drinks, he decided to offer a drink and make small talk. What's your name? He asked. Carmen, she replied. That's a nice name, he said. Did your mother or father name you that? I don't know the voice that is. Anyways.
The narrator's voice changed too.
Neither, she said. I changed my name. I changed my name when I was 18 from Sharon to Carmen. Why did you do that? He asked. Well, she explained, I like men, I like cars, so that's how I got my name. What's your name? Beer tits, the man replied. That fuck it up with my voices?
Kind of saw where it was going and like thought something more imaginative than beer tits was coming.
Okay.
So sorry to whoever sent that in.
This is America's or funniest jokes things.
Okay.
So.
Andy, who sent in your joke? Hmm? Joke that you told. Who sent it in?
Oh, that was Mike. I'm sorry. I didn't hear the who. I just heard send in your joke. I'm like, what?
Andy, send in the goddamn joke. What are you waiting for? Fuck!
Submit it to America's Funniest Joke Videos.
With the guy who really isn't Bob Saget. Whoever the new guy is.
They're on together one time. I got one more joke. Let me just throw this one out here, see how this one does.
All right.
A teacher... I'm not going to do the voices.
Thank you.
A teacher instructs her fifth grade class to ask her parents to tell them a story with a moral at the end. The next day, the kids come in and share their stories. My daddy told me about Uncle Dave, says one boy. He was a pilot in Vietnam and had to bail out of over enemy territory with nothing but a flask of whiskey, a pistol, and a knife. He drank the whiskey during the drop, then landed in the middle of 20 Charlies. He shot 15, stabbed 3, and killed the last 2 with his bare hands. What is the moral of that horrible story, yelps the mortified teacher? Stay away from Uncle Dave when he's drinking.
I like that he obviously ran out of bullets, that's why he stopped shooting. But then he knifed 2 or 3, and then he had to kill the remaining with his bare hands as though he ran out of knife ammo. Like, fuck.
That just shows how fucking hardcore he is.
I forgot to reload my knife. What was I thinking?
Yeah, I don't know why you wouldn't just keep stabbing, but whatever.
I gotta practice my stab. I don't know what that's from. I just know you guys say. I think it's a Futurama episode, but I don't even know the episode.
Is one where Bender was in like a loony bin?
Yes.
I couldn't remember why, but he was just in the closet with this one guy. And what?
He was in the closet.
Whoa, with a robot, not a guy.
It was Fry who was in there.
Oh, was it?
Oh, so it was a guy. There you go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The details are hazy. I just remember the part. Watch out, I gotta practice my stabbing.
Yeah!
That's him practicing his stabbing.
That's so funny. It was just so random in that voice.
I gotta practice my stabbing.
Do you want to talk about the emails we got?
Sure.
Did you get the emails from Joe?
Yeah, I don't remember them off the top of my head, though.
Okay. One was...
Story time. No one's going to tell us a story.
Maybe we can do this as another time, but our TAN topic was about random, unexpected things, moments, events that weren't a pleasant surprise.
Yes, okay, I do remember that.
And then she goes on to tell about, I don't want to ruin the punchline. You want to tell the story, Tim?
Do I? Oh, no. It's a long, okay. It's long and I haven't pre-read it, so I'm going to fumble over the readings and, that brings me to a side story of me reading poorly recently that
okay,
I wanted
we'll
to tell.
Okay, we'll come back to that at another, next Standcast.
Joe, we got your email. It's in the process.
People in the back office
are working on it.
And then,
I don't have it, like, you know, to reread it. Because it's long enough that I'll be like, and the people, New Zealand. it was a charity Pictionary game for... Did I tell you about this?
Yeah, you told me.
Okay, I don't think I told Andy. So it was Pictionary, and they had like a group of comedians, stand-up comics, and a group of comic book artists, people who had drawn like, you know, there was somebody who had like drawn like X-Men and Fantastic Four and some DC titles as well. And like they're all guys who worked on like lots of comic books you've heard of. And so we were facing off against each other to see who would win, and like they were auctioning off like some art and some comic books. It was all to raise money for this children's charity from Pasadena. And I think I lost the game for us due to my lack of reading skill. Because I get up there.
Bugs, wait for me.
Who keyed on Pahonikes? So I get up there and I look at the clue and I'm like, oh, fuck. So I'm trying to draw the word denotate, as in denote something but conjugated in some way that doesn't exist. So I'm drawing notes, and then I drew eight of something, hoping people would count them up, and they would go note, eight, and then they would just come up with denotate. Because I really had, how the fuck else do you get there? And when time ran out, after I realized it wasn't happening, I drew a big butt and a dick going into it, indicating that was us. when time ran out, they're like, Tim, the actual word was detonate.
Oh, good times. Ain't we lucky we found it?
As soon as it said denotate, I'm like, that's not a word?
Yeah, you would be correct.
The rest of the game, they're like, oh, did you want to denotate that? And I'm like, no, I'm good.
Oh, that was classic.
And it's funny because the guy before me was an actual. We had a ringer on our team, an actual comic book artist, and he was pretty good. And he'd do dematerialize, and he got us to guess it by drawing. Well, he had drawn the Doctor Who phone booth, and he's like, and we were like, we got nothing. Like, we didn't even realize it was a phone booth because he was British. Mm. So he drew it, and he's like, if I was in the UK, you guys would be getting this. So then he drew a Star Trek guy standing there, and then he drew him sort of less standing there, and then he drew him really not standing there, and we're transported, blah, 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 and I finally said, dematerialize, and they're like, yes. And so then, but it was so good, they had him sign it, and they auctioned it off. And so when I was done with my denotate debacle, I'm like, I'm signing this. There you go. Whoever wants that bad boy can have it. I'm going to sign right below the penis.
So do you feel like being the comic book artist helped them out a lot?
Not really. Because, I mean, we were saying midway through, it's not about good drawing. It's just about getting an idea across as simply as possible.
Yeah, but I would imagine, like, if you're a good drawer, it would be easier to get the idea across. Like, you know, like, when I draw shit, I'm just like, fuck, how am I going to do this? Wait, there's no fair way I'm going to be able to fucking draw that. And I just think of a different route. Whereas, I can totally draw that, because I'm a fucking artiste. I mean,
yeah, I've
I
played games of Pictionary where it's like, somebody starts drawing something, and you're like, it's a dog, it's a cat, it's a camel, it's a map of the fucking United States! why did you draw Texas like it was another leg?
Well, one of the guys on our team, Tom, he was... Like, the clue was, like, we were supposed to guess Wolverine. He started drawing at the feet.
Oh, those are clearly Wolverine's feet.
That's exactly what I said. That's funny. Once he got to the head, we guessed it, and he's like, I knew you guys were going to guess it, so I started at the bottom.
Make it a little hard for himself?
And, like, after we guessed it, he kept drawing. He's like, yeah, Wolverine, and he just keeps drawing. Same thing with Silver Surfer, except this time started at the head.
Nice. I'm going to start with the hair.
Oh, and they came up with some fucked up shit. Like for, you know, action is one of the, you know, there's person, place, animal, there's object, there's difficult, which sucks, and then there's action, which is usually like run, fall, squirt, lift, things like that. They came up with original ones for this instead of just taking them from the game, and so my clue was Catwoman stealing diamonds. I'm like, that's not an action. That is a goddamn sentence.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, that's fucked
up. Here's what's crazy. I got it.
Really? So you drew like a cat, a woman, and then diamonds, or?
Yep. I drew a cat, and then a woman, like on a men's room woman, you know, men's room, woman's room type of thing, and then a cat woman. I'm like, all right. And I drew a diamond, and then I drew a hand grabbing the diamond and like an arrow like it was leaving, like steel. I'm like, yes. And so I pointed like cat, woman, steel, diamond. They're like, really? And I was like, come on. They didn't say stealing, but I want you to give this to me right now. And they did. And the other fucking, the other team got Supergirl pole stripping, which isn't even a term. No one calls it pole stripping.
No, it's pole dancing.
It's either stripping or pole dancing, not pole stripping. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you are incredibly coordinated if you are pole stripping.
Did they get a guest? I mean,
they gave it to him.
Nice. I guess I have seen girls like get up on the pole and like hook their legs and then lay down backwards and then take the top off from there. I guess that might be pole stripping.
But no one ever says that, though.
Exactly. No. That's not a term.
No.
I say good day.
Yes. I'm with you. Good day, sir.
Good day, sir. I said good day.
Oh, this is also the first time we've gotten to talk since I've been back from Minnesota.
Oh, yes. How was Minnesota?
Oh, yeah. It was cold.
That
right?
is correct. Yes. I remember we were flying in on the – like, I flew from San Jose to Phoenix. And all right. It looks fine here. And then from Phoenix, I flew to Minnesota. And, like, as we're landing, I'm looking out the window of the plane. And there's a snowplow driving on the runway and just tons of snow shooting to the air. You know, from the snowplow getting it out of the way. And I'm on the plane by myself because Danelle had already gone. So there's other people that aren't friends that I have no idea, but I still yelled out the window, bullshit!
Nice. They need to watch out these days. They might be like, fuck, he's trying to blow it up.
Well, really, he really waited too long. We're landing. Take this plane to... Oh, we're here? All right, never mind. I'm sorry. It's that. You know what? You shouldn't be a terrorist procrastinator. That is my bad.
But then today, you know, terrorists blew up a taxi cab.
So then, you know, there's that little... the building that takes you from the plane to the actual terminal? I don't know what it's called. Like, it's that little tentacle they drive up and...
Yeah,
you,
yeah, the little tube thing.
Yeah.
The jetway.
There was snow inside the hallway of that fucking thing. I was like, how is there snow inside?
Oh,
and then
damn.
We get in the car, and the car has one of those things where it measures the temperature, and it said negative 11. I'm like, what the fuck is that negative bullshit?
Does that cut out for the cold weather?
No. No, I'm not. I met up with Van. We had breakfast. That was fun.
Nice, nice.
He goes, as an official representative of Minnesota, I'd like to tell you, you should go. Get out. Save yourself.
You need to get the fuck out of here. This is no place for anybody.
And it's funny because I was listening to the last Tancast, which was recorded before all that snow headed to, well, Minnesota also, but specifically the South. And Andy is talking all mockingly like, oh, the great snowstorm of 2010. And then fucking... I guess schools were closed and shit was really crazy in the South.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh,
but let me explain. We had maybe 2 inches of snow fall. We had maybe a quarter to a half an inch of that snow falling stick to the ground. That's what it takes,
Shut the fuck up, fat man.
Thank you, Tim. That's all it took. Oh, but dude, like I live on a big, steep fucking hill. And I was awakened Friday morning to the sound of my neighbors trying to go up that hill, which sounded like tires squealing and gravel crunching and cars not moving. People got stuck in my fucking neighborhood because they couldn't get over the hill. Like, there were just cars parked at the bottom of my hill. Like,
fuck it.
Yeah, like, like bumper to bumper to bumper to bumper to bumper, like as far out from the hill as I could see, and they were all just stuck there. Like, that's as close as people got. They had to get out of their cars, walk over the hill, and call somebody to pick them up on the other side of the hill so they could go off and do things.
Oh, that was another thing that I was telling Noah, that I shouldn't have watched videos on YouTube, like the ones we were talking about in the last show, like car pinball and the one where the people – because I had to drive in Minnesota in that snow. I was like, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I don't want to –
Yep, there's Noah's mic fail.
Oh, just in time for Noah's mic fail.
All right.
Don't forget to record.
This Tancast Noah mic fail is sponsored by Oddcast, the text-to-speech website where we found Dave, the replacement for Noah. Isn't that right, Dave?
Hey, Tim, go fuck yourself. We don't want to be associated with your shitty podcast.
Okay, back to the show.
I love that in Van's response to Todd about how bad is the snow in Minnesota right now, that it was ever since Sir Tim Babb left, it's been getting a bit warmer.
I was knighted.
Yep.
And then, did you say people were parking on a lake, Tim?
Yes, that was. They were like, "Hey, we're gonna park out on the lake. You want it?" I'm like, "Don't you fucking watch YouTube? The lake just gives out, and then your car's in the lake,
and then you're in the lake, and then you die, and people laugh at you."
They're like, "No, there's already cars on there." I'm like, "Yes, exactly. There's already weight on there, and now you want to add more weight. That's when it starts collapsing,
and that's when all the cars go down because it's funnier for YouTube."
I will stand on the shore and film that, though. You don't worry about nothing. I will film your death, and I will upload it to Break.com and get $25.
Your death is worth $25.
As long as I cut before you take your last breath, I don't think it violates the terms of use. Nope, she was alive when I hit cut. Don't worry about
it. Don't you worry. Oh, yeah, she's fine. She lives at a farm now with a nice family, and she's got all this room to run and play, chase squirrels.
Nice. One thing I got to do while I was there was take a sleigh ride, which was kind of cool. Because everything was still sort of decorated for Christmas in Minnesota. And so, like, they had these horse-drawn carriages with sleighs behind them. And it was like they took you through the...
Was Stephanie there?
Our Stephanie?
Yeah.
Yeah, she didn't go on the sleigh ride with me, if that's what you're implying.
No, because she said something about going on a sleigh ride.
Yes, she went right after us, actually.
Okay. I don't know why I didn't think she was there, but I didn't think about it. Anyways, go on.
It was fucking cold on the way back. Like, on the way there, it was cool. I mean, obviously, it was cool. I mean, obviously, it was cold. There was snow everywhere. But, like, on the way back, like, we started going faster, and we were going, like, upwind. And so it was just like, and, like, my cheeks hurt from cold.
So I take it you're not going to move to the Minnesota anytime soon, Tim?
Nope. California. Born
like
and
ever.
Raised.
Yep.
I don't even think I'm going to take any gigs in Minnesota. Sorry, Minnesota.
Go in the summertime.
Fucking, if you want me to come there, as I say, if you want me to come there, let's talk spring. Spring, summer. Fall might be pushing it. Trust me, you don't want me driving around there in the winter. Because I'm like, oh, jeez. Oh, Jesus. Hey, 3 miles an hour. You want to, hey, fuck you. There's snow everywhere. Yeah, we're used to it. I'm not.
You never
I'm
know
California.
When snow attacks.
Yeah.
Oh, another. I was there for a wedding, as I don't know if I said. Rachel and Ryan, who don't listen to this, congratulations.
You'll never hear this.
Or go fuck yourself. You don't listen to this. No. Don't fuck yourselves. Fuck each other. That's why you get married. Hopefully their family isn't listening to this. Ew.
They know. When your family starts encouraging you to have babies, they're basically saying, just knock the shit out of my daughter.
Fucker without a condom.
Tear shit up.
Ride that bear back.
I want you to... Basically, they want you to shoot Hodgism in their daughter. That's what they're telling you.
Drop it in her and let loose.
I want it. If she's not just constantly wiping the front because it's all flowing back out, you're not in there enough.
Wow, Andy. Wow. Wow.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. And by really appreciate that, I mean I'm going to have nightmares. But we were there for a wedding, and so I grabbed some – and I knew I was going to have a lot of downtime because Danelle was in the wedding party, so she had planning and shit to do. But, like, it was me and this other husband, and we didn't – like, we're not involved in any of it. We're not, like – you know, we're not in the wedding party, so we're just there to be, like, arm candy for various events. But during the day, we're not doing anything. So I brought movies, and he brought his Wii and the video game system.
As opposed to his penis? I brought movies. Yes. He brought his penis.
I hope he brought his penis with him.
Oh, well, when that got lost. He checked it, which is a mistake, and it got sent to Delaware. That's you never want your penis in Delaware. Anyway, so one of the movies I brought, because I thought it'd be cute, I brought Danelle and I's wedding video, because I thought maybe we'd, that would be cute to watch, since we were there for a wedding and a lot of the same people were involved and yada, yada, yada. Everybody thought it was cute, except Danelle, who thought it was outrageously gay.
Nice.
Your wife is a dude.
Well, because here was her rationalization, because this is immediately where she went. Like, I like how you bring this. Like, hey, Rachel, I'm glad about your wedding, but look at our wedding. I was like, what? Do you think I was going to bring it up at the ceremony? Like, knock her out of the way? Like, hey, Rachel, Ryan, I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish. But we had the best wedding of all time.
Oh, but I had the best maid of honor speech of all time.
I don't have that video.
Oh, man.
I just thought that was funny. Like, everybody's like, oh, that's so cute. And I was like, what the fuck?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I wanted to make sure I got that story out, because I always forget this. I always have little stories. I'm like, oh, I want to tell that on Tancast and get other people's response to it. And then I always forget.
Well, there was my response.
Speaking of responses, thanks to everybody who keeps commenting on Tancast.com.
Yep.
I enjoy the dialogue that goes on there.
Me too. Oh, and here's a link to give people nightmares.
Oh,
and this is via dig.com, so Noah's probably already seen it. But it's titled, How You Know When It's Time to Wash Those Undies.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the one with flies buzzing around her crack?
Yep.
Yeah, there's a lot of flies. Not just like one or two.
It was also on Failblog.
Yeah, like those flies are, they're setting up shop.
As though one or two would be fine. Like, oh, sometimes one or two flies.
Like, if it was one or two flies, it was like, oh, one or two flies happened to land on her butt and they happened to catch a picture. But no, this is like, the flies are like, yes, we will live here.
Like, call your friends. Just land anywhere. You know what I mean?
Right, okay. Yeah. I get your point now.
This is like, we have found the promised land.
Wow.
And this is what gives me hope for the future. This is also via Dig.
I like the definition on the blown-up shot of the flies. Like, you can really make out that they're flies.
Yeah.
Like, in the first picture, you're like, what's up with her butt? In the second picture, I mean, the little circle.
Yeah.
Flies.
Yeah. Well, you can tell, like, if you look really, really carefully, you can tell that they're two separate pictures. But, like, it must just be, like, they took one so that you see who it's attached to, and then they took another one that's like, and this is really what I'm looking at. Get a good shot of the flies.
Should we do our top five?
I think we should.
All right, that's how we'll wrap up this week's show.
Well, that's how we'll claim that we're going to wrap up this week's show. We'll probably record for another 15, 20 minutes after that.
Nah, well, I could go out for a run today.
Oh, sure, because Noah's going to be all sporty.
Noah is going to can I say this or no?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is not anytime soon. This is like an eventual goal, but yeah, go ahead.
Noah's going to run a triathlon.
Sorry, I'm going to try to do a triathlon, but I'm going to try to do a sprint one, which is very easy, like you... You run 3.1 miles, which I've run 2 miles already, so I'm pretty sure I could tack another mile in there. You bike 12 miles, which I know I can do, and then you swim half a mile, which is the main thing I have to work on.
Swimming half a mile, it's 2,600 feet. That's a good swim.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be doing that anytime soon because I need to. I don't even know how. I don't even have a technique for swimming. Like I can get shit. I can get across a pool, but I don't think I can swim half a mile.
Well, that's just swimming around the water section of California, Disney's California Adventure, because that was what Danelle did when she did her Disneyland triathlon. It was a sprint.
Yeah, it seems easy enough.
I mean, it looked easy from my comfortable vantage point on the shore. I was like, that looks fucking simple. Why don't you guys really pick it up? Let's go.
But yeah, I mean, I actually wanted to learn the proper technique for swimming, which Stephanie can teach me.
You're Stephanie?
Yeah, she used to be a lifeguard.
And that's right. Look at you. Married smart. That's how Noah does it. I get a woman and some skills.
So, yeah, that's my eventual goal, which I think I'm closer to. And then I don't know if I'll ever do an actual triathlon. I don't know. Running far does not seem fun to me. Like, when people – like, I was reading this blog, and this guy's like, I went out and ran 20 miles. I'm like, what the fuck is the point of that? That just takes a long time.
That's why, like, the fucking Ironman triathlon. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you people? It's like you bike, like, a shitload of miles. Like, 100
miles, I think.
Yeah. I'm like, is this just in case all transportation breaks down and you've got to get to Hawaii?
Like, for me, I don't really want my workouts to take more than an hour.
Yeah.
Well, I know even if you run really fast, you cannot run 20 miles in less than, like, probably 2 hours.
Unless you're Byron Allen. Not Byron Allen. Barry Allen. He's the Flash.
Yeah, and I already mentioned on the Nipple Blood episode that my brother-in-law runs, like, cross-country and does, like, marathons and shit. To stay in shape and, like, you know, to keep himself up, every day this dude runs, like, not less than 5 miles. Most days he runs, like, 10. So in an average day for him, he's spending an hour to an hour and a half running. Not stretching, not limbering up, and he spends, like, another hour doing that shit.
Ugh.
That's the thing I need to do more of is stretching, because, like, I can run, but then all of a sudden, like, it just hurts all of a sudden. I'm like, ooh, ah! Like, I went to run to catch the shuttle bus when we got back from Minnesota, and, like, I ran, and midway through, my back was just like, what the fuck are you running for right now? I'm not stretched out. Although, but I had to keep running, because it was still about to leave. I'm like, oh, this hurts! Oh, God! Ah!
I read something that running before, stretching before you run is not... I mean, it could cause problems. It's recommended to stretch after you run.
Oh, well, I've never stretched ever, so that could be a problem.
Yeah, well, this guy runs, like, 20-some-odd miles at a whack, so...
Yeah, that doesn't really interest me. I would like more... Like, I want endurance. I want, like, a sprinter body as opposed to, like, a marathon body, where you look, like, all skinny and emaciated.
Anyway, all that to say, we should get done talking about fattening foods so Noah can go be healthy.
That's right. I want to get a wee body. I want to have, like, one really strong arm and one arm that's slightly weaker.
Hey, did you ever see a picture of that guy that, like, built up one arm for arm wrestling?
Yes. Hellboy.
That was fucking insane.
I think we talked about it on Tangast, but yeah.
Did we?
I don't think we did. I've never heard of this.
Oh yeah. God. Yeah, so that he could arm wrestle in a different weight class.
Well... Everybody has goals.
Tim, you should click on that link and see this guy's, like, insane arm.
Oh, did Andy just give us the link?
Yes.
Oh, wow. And it's going to make music start to play for some reason. That was annoying.
Oh, well, then I'll turn that right back off.
Oh, doesn't on mine.
Too late. It's off. I'll never know.
I'm using Chrome, so whatever. Maybe it didn't get blocked by whatever.
I'm using Firefox.
All right. So our top five list this week, we're going to do the top five place. Well, you know what? I should come up with another term, because it's obviously not top five.
Five favorites?
It's five we could come up with.
It could be your top five. It just won't be my top five.
High five. No, we're going to call them the high five.
Yeah, I like it. The high five list.
Thank you.
High five.
Okay.
Steal that from someone?
What's that? No.
Oh, yes. Lifehacker. Lifehacker does, like, I think, their high five list of different things.
Oh, well.
Well, I didn't know about that, so it's still original to me.
All right.
High five.
All right.
Oh, so the top five this week, or the high five this week, is the high five places to go out to eat.
High five, 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 five,
five. All right.
Woohoo!
So do we want to do it in tan order again? And I'll try to remember where I am.
Or do we want to switch it up so that Tim doesn't always get to go first?
Okay, how about nat order?
I'll go first.
All right.
I don't think this will come... a surprise is anyone that knows me. Number one, with the bullet, Panda Express.
Yep, that was the one I was like, I have one on my list, but I'm sure it's going to be gone.
And, you know, Steffi likes to make fun of me because I get the same thing whenever I go there. But I should say I have tried just about everything on that menu, and I have found what I like,
nice.
Which is orange chicken, steamed rice, Kung Pao chicken.
That's a good combo.
I like the citrus fire or the sweet fire chicken.
Yeah,
now.
That's pretty
I like
good.
That
that's
combo.
Pretty good. But that was my go-to for a while before they started introducing new flavors.
Yeah, I do orange chicken and broccoli beef.
Which is probably better for you. I know it is. But yeah, so it's consistent. They're fast. Well, actually, what's odd is, like, if there's anyone actually in line, like more than three people, for some reason it takes for fucking ever. I don't know why. Like, you just scoop the food in the plate, you go. I don't... What takes so fucking long here?
I think it's the jackass ringing it up at the end. It seems to slow shit down.
Yeah?
In my experience, it's always like,
yeah.
Let me ask you 17 questions. Really? Just give me the fucking food. I've got money. You've got food. Let's make this happen.
You see right in front of you exactly what I'm getting. Just hit those buttons. Look for the pictures of the stuff that you see. Match these things.
It's like the two-item combo. I'm sure you don't have a button for it.
Yeah.
Well, they do charge more for some, but it seems like they should have button for kicker or most of that. Like, anything that has shrimp in it is going to cost a little more.
Yeah, they should have two-button combo and a button right next to it that says plus shrimp. Two-item combo plus shrimp. Two things of shrimp plus shrimp again.
They probably want to track what's getting ordered.
Yeah, so they know what to order and, yeah.
Fuck them. Fuck them in their butt.
But, yeah. Just,
right.
Express is delicious. Like, it's funny, like, even if I go to, like, authentic Chinese, you know, restaurant, sit down, you know, type of place, I will compare it to Panda. I'm like, this is no Panda. No.
Yeah, and granted, P.F. Chang's is not authentic, but I'm that way with P.F. Chang's. I'm like, it's no Panda. Like, they have some sort of orange-flavored chicken thing, and they warn you. They're like, it's not like Panda. I'm like, well, then, you should call it something else, and I will not be
ordering
that.
It says on the menu?
Yeah, no. You start to order it. At least I did. And the waiter's like, if you're expecting the Panda Express, you're going to be disappointed. I'm like, all right, scratch that. It's our fork.
Yeah, nice. See, when I go to P.F. Chang's, I get, like, the Mongolian beef or – oh, man, I had Szechuan beef there one time. And I'm like, so do you want us to make this mild for you? I'm like, this is a fucking chain restaurant. You go ahead and make it regular. And then it'll be like, you know, that'll be mild at any, like, regular Chinese place. They made it regular. I was sweating when I ate it. That shit was so fucking hot.
Fag.
Kiss my ass. All right, let's move on from Panda Express.
All
right. I'm going to stick a great big flag right in In-N-Out Burger right now.
Oh, nice. That wasn't on my list, actually.
Nor mine. So it's up to you to explain yourself.
In-N-Out Burger is fucking delicious. And if you live east of Arizona, you can't get it. But
it is good.
Sucks to be you.
They do something with the grease that it must involve, like, a little tiny bit of crack that they just, like, kind of sprinkle in there. Because, like, the first time I ate In-N-Out, I was like, I don't get what the big deal is. And the second time I ate In-N-Out, I was like, well, this is pretty okay. And the third time I ate In-N-Out, they said, would you like grilled onions? I said, yes, grilled onions, please. And after that, it was like, more, double, grilled onions, just spread only.
I like the secret menu that adds, like, another layer to the funness.
Oh, yeah.
I probably was cooler back when before you had the internet, you could just look up all the secret shit.
Yeah. My dad was just, like, thrilled when he found out. You're like, they have a secret menu? I was like, yeah, Dad. Aren't you older than me? Haven't you lived in California longer than I have?
I like getting the fries animal style there.
Yeah, animal style.
I'm not a big fan of that.
It's so delicious.
Too tough to eat.
I will say I don't like the fries on their own as much as, like, McDonald's fries. Even though they're healthier for you, they just don't taste as good to me.
Yeah.
That's probably why they're – because they're healthier for you.
Well, no, it's because they're so thin. I don't like the thin fries. I like Wendy's fries where they're, like, thick
cut.
I'm
going to throw this out. McDonald's fries are thinner than In-N-Out fries.
I don't eat McDonald's often enough to make that distinction.
I haven't compared them, but I do.
No one believes that is true, Andy. I don't why you think you're trying to do this PR spin that you don't eat at McDonald's and they don't know you by name like Norm from Cheers. Andy!
You want your regular booth, sir?
Seven Big Macs as usual?
There's like a permanent
In the time that we lived together, Tim, I think you could probably count the number of times I had McDonald's on one of your hands.
Yes, it's the one with exponents.
All right, I'll laugh because that was a math joke.
That was pretty good, Tim.
No, he's right. I don't recall going with him or seeing him go to McDonald's very often.
I don't know why, but
comma
since like maybe I don't know 4 or 5 months ago, I crave Big Macs, and I didn't eat Big Macs for so long. I didn't really care about them. I'm like, I want a Big Mac. Those are delicious.
Yeah, you know what really sucked for me?
No,
when my wife was pregnant, the cafeteria at the hospital shut down like hella early. Like, I'm getting off work and they're closing the cafeteria at that point. So I would go over to, like, you know, spend the evening or the night at the hospital with my wife, who's been in the hospital for weeks. And the only fucking thing that's open once you're inside the hospital is the goddamn McDonald's.
God damn it.
I had more McDonald's in that 3 week period than I probably had in the 10 years prior to that.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm still not happy about that. I don't like McDonald's. I don't like the taste
Andy, I think you should let it go.
Yeah, really.
Don't hold on to that.
No. See, I'm complaining because a cafeteria is closed.
Maybe pack a lunch next time.
Yeah, I should have packed stuff. That's right.
You'll be all right. All right, next restaurant.
I know.
I'm going to go one that's certain to not be on any of your lists. The Blue Bayou restaurant in Disneyland.
Oh, fuck. That was number two, dude. No.
It's the restaurant inside of Pirates of the Caribbean in Disneyland, and it's where I fell in love with the Monte Cristo sandwich. It's a sandwich, but wait, it's fried. You're welcome. Eat it. But wait, wait, we're not done. We're going to throw some powdered sugar on there. Why? Because fuck you, that's why. It's delicious. Don't ask questions. Just eat it.
Because fuck your heart.
That's it. Blue Bayou. Love it.
Excellent.
I think I've only eaten at the Blue Bayou once, and it may have been... Was that with you, Tim?
I don't think so. I don't remember eating with you at the Blue Bayou. Shit stain.
Mm. Ooh.
Did we do that for one of my birthdays?
I thought it was one of the trips down, you know, one of our 24 hours of Disney trips. No, no, no. It was the Chamber trip to Disneyland.
We ate at the Blue Bayou?
I thought so.
Chamber ate at the Blue Bayou?
No.
That seems hard to have organized.
No, I don't think it was all of Chamber. I think it was... I think I ate the Blue Bayou. I thought I was there with you. I know I wasn't there with Joe because he didn't go because Joe was feeling sick like a bitch.
Bitch, bitch, bitch. Bitch, bitch, bitch.
Nice.
Bitch, 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 bitch.
All right, Noah?
I was going to say, there's a place that makes a sandwich in the city that has coleslaw and fries on it. I want to try it. But that's not my next place. My next place is Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, there's another one.
Cheesecake Factory is good.
They have huge portions. And mm-hmm. I think you get a good deal for your dollar. It's, you know, it's a little pricier than some places, but I feel like a lot of times when I go there, you know, I can eat half of the meal and then take the rest home.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. That's why I like it.
And fucking they have anything I like, they have all types of food. And it's
that
usually
pretty
good.
That menu is so fucking thick. Like, you could write a book report on that menu. That's how big it is.
Well, a lot of it's advertisements.
But still, it's pretty big.
Yeah.
Even if you discounted the advertisements, you're like, that, I would still have to flip a couple pages to get through this menu.
But yeah, I do like the fact that, you know, they have everything. You know, they have burritos, they have pasta, you know, they have sandwiches, they have burgers, you know. And,
salads, seafood, steak, the fuck, whatever you want to shove in your pie hole. And even pie to shove in that pie. Mm-hmm.
Or cheesecake, which I never have usually. And I know Tim doesn't have because he fucking hates cheesecake.
I hate cheesecake. That's why I didn't go to the Cheesecake Factory for a long time. They're like, wait, there's more to the Cheesecake Factory than just cheesecake. What? Tell me more.
So yeah, I enjoy the Cheesecake Factory a lot. I don't go there a lot, but I do enjoy it.
All right. All right, all right, all right.
That is a good one. All right, shall I do another one?
No.
Either that or you can just bring this countdown to a halt.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. So I'm gonna go ahead and throw out a tiny little place. There's only a couple of them, I think, in existence, and they're all in the Bay Area.
Your penis?
Yes, aww. My penis. No, Stax.
Oh, yeah, the pancake place.
Yeah, Stax and Campbell. They have so much more than pancakes, though. They have waffles.
They have French toast,
they've
too.
Got sandwiches. Man, their tuna melt is like the best tuna melt I've ever had.
You should try your mom's tuna melt, you know what I'm saying? Ugh.
I don't think I should know. I think that's disgusting. I think it's disgusting you would even suggest it.
Awesome.
So, yeah, you usually, like, if you wanted to go on a Sunday, had to go put your name in and then, like, walk around downtown Campbell for about an hour. But mm-hmm. worth it.
I wasn't that impressed the few times I've been there.
Oh,
then you didn't order the right shit. You always order the Count of Monte Cristo sandwich.
Down.
I did?
What?
Yes, didn't you?
No.
I thought you ordered that a couple of times.
I don't even know if I've ever had one of those sandwiches. Maybe once. No, I don't remember what I tried, but I'm just not impressed with the place.
You can suck my ass.
All right, fair enough.
Get right in there. And their hash browns, shredded.
Like all of a sudden Andy's a shareholder and your disliking of the restaurant is going to hurt him personally.
It is.
Yep. No, it hurts me emotionally.
Oh, all right.
All right, Tim, time for you.
Let's go with... We'll keep things local. It's another Bay Area chain. Pizza Chicago.
Oh, yes. I miss Pizza Chicago.
Not a fan of them either. I mean, they're hit or miss.
I know, because there's too much crust.
Not only that. The pizza's not that great sometimes.
Oh, I love it.
I know you do. Hold on.
Well, Stephanie, for my wife's, I believe it was a bachelorette party or no, it was a bridal shower. I guess they do these games like how well do you know your future husband? Mm-hmm. And like they ask you questions and every time you get one wrong, you have to put a piece of gum in your mouth. And so the idea is to watch it be funny while the person tries to talk with like shitload of gum in their mouth. And so one of the questions, and so my wife was mad at me for a lot of my answers because she felt she got them right even though I'd answer, you know, Stephanie had asked me the questions.
Like even though you know like what she, you like?
Yeah, and somehow I don't have that right. Like, she asked what my favorite ride at Disneyland was, and I said Indiana Jones, but Danelle said Pirates of the Caribbean based on a joke I tell in my act. I'm like, well, sweetie, you know, my act, you know, there's some embellishments in my act or something. And in fairness, I even say one of my favorite rides. So there's that. But Stephanie asked me what my favorite kind of pizza was, and I said round tip. Well, you know what? If cost is no object, Pizza Chicago. And so that's how she phrased the question. If cost is no object, what's Tim's favorite kind of pizza? So she's like, round table. Nope, it's Pizza Chicago. And so she still has not let that die. It's good, but it's delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
thick
it is.
Crust. I'm gonna go get a slice of that. I'm gonna be in town. Yeah. Why not?
My wife is difficult to please with pizza because she actually lived near Chicago for a long ass time. So she's had like the original Chicago style deep dish from whatever that place that starts with a G, I think, that originally made the deep dish.
Gironi.
Maybe.
Giotello.
Maybe.
Givaretti.
Maybe.
Giblets.
Yes, Giblets. She had Giblets pizza. You fairy.
Oh, is it? But she likes Pizza Chicago? Yeah. Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, she's always, every time she prefaces it with, well, this isn't real Chicago style pizza, but.
And then you punch her in the throat.
Yeah, then I punch her in the throat. And then she says, but it's pretty damn good.
It's good.
I'm sorry, Andy. I will never disagree with you again.
Noah, you're up.
All right. I don't have a pizza place on here. But anyways, I would put Carl's Jr.
Ah.
I love their $6 burgers.
You know, it's funny.
You do love them, you sick fuck.
That was on my list for their $6 Western Bacon Cheeseburger.
And I know, Andy, I like to branch out a little bit in the Carl's Jr. I like to try all the different $6 burgers. Andy sticks with what he knows. But that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
No. It's not he sticks with what he knows. He knows them all. Andy sticks with what he loves. And that is the $6 Western Bacon Cheeseburger.
There's a little, not enough going on. I know you don't like produce, but I like some produce on my burger.
Yeah.
But if you don't like produce, the bacon whatever burger is good for you because it's got onion rings and that's it.
It's got onion rings, bacon, and this just delicious hickory barbecue sauce. Mm.
You can still get that, right, over at Hardee's?
No.
No.
Because fucking Hardee, they've got the thick burger that's supposed to be the equivalent of the $6 burger. But they're fucking thick burgers. They brought in a Western bacon, and then they got rid of it like a week later.
Wow.
So and they have not had it here in
years. You should
have
just bought a bunch and froze them. And I love the crisp cut fries dipped in some ranch. Delicious.
Yes.
Yeah, you do. You
yes,
sick bastard.
That is delicious.
You love to dip them.
So yeah, that is one of my favorite fast food places to eat. Although I don't eat there much anymore either. Yeah. Now it's you, Andy.
All right.
Well, I am going to say a place that you guys have never heard of.
Yay.
I heard of it. Loved it. It's on my list.
Those are the Ray's restaurants here in Atlanta.
Oh, fuck. The Ray's restaurants?
Yes. Like Ray's.
I love the Ray's.
Ray's. Mm.
Ray's on the River. Ray's Killer Creek. They do a Sunday brunch where it's, you know, just the all-you-can-eat, but they've just got so much good shit there. And if you actually go in the evenings, you got to dress at least business casual, but they do some steaks that are just completely heavenly. I got myself a sirloin. It was like you get filet at most restaurants, and it's as tender as my freaking sirloin was.
Goddamn.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know a lot about steaks and what they should do.
Tenders. Tenders good. Filet is typically the tenderest. There you go.
I also order my steaks well done, which makes everybody look at me like, why don't you just fucking kill yourself?
I'll often do medium well. I get the same looks. So, you know what? They can suck it.
Really? Food is about what you like.
Exactly. You like your steak how you like your steak. If they say, I would never eat it that way, say, well, that's good because it's not going to be your mouth wrapped around this steak.
It's not good. Now you won't be bugging me for a bite of mine.
Yeah.
And you can eat your bloody cow tampon over there.
Yeah. Oh. You've ruined that steak. Well, you know, I think I'm still going to eat it all up. So, num, 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 motherfucker.
Nice.
All right. Go ahead, Tim.
I'm going to go with California Pizza Kitchen, or CPK.
That's funny. As soon as you said it, I'm keeping notes on what you've done, on what you guys have said, and I wrote down CPK.
CPK, actually, is pretty good. I don't really think about it much.
That's where I fell in love with hummus.
Mm.
They have, as an appetizer, they have hummus and some pita bread. And then you can, if you have enough left over, which I often do, you can also dip your pizza in the hummus. And they also have the California Chicken Club pizza. It's chicken, bacon, avocado, lettuce, and mayo on a pizza. Fuck yes. That's how that rolls. Fuck yes. It's the fuck yes meal. Ask for it by name. Go to CPK. Can I have the fuck yes? Tim sent me.
All right. Now it's back to me. I think, yeah, this is also a local. This may even just be like South Bay of California, South Bay of Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area. Burrito Factory.
I almost threw that one on my list.
Really? Yes. You like that place?
I really like that place.
I've never known you to eat there.
We used to eat there when we lived in the tan house.
I don't remember you going with me. But anyways, they have a chili relleno burrito that I love. I don't know what they put in there. Might be crack, but it's delicious. Got cheese and something else. And
it's people. What? It's people.
But yeah, I love that burrito. And they have a whatever the wet burrito is called. Do you know that name, Andy?
Mojado? It just means wet in Spanish.
Yeah, yeah. The wet burritos. Those are delicious. Covered in cheese and enchilada sauce. So good. So good.
So, my turn?
Yep.
All right. Well, I am going to toss out a chain, and that is Chili's. It's a little bit like the Cheesecake Factory, where there's a ton of shit on their menu. It's all, you know, pretty reasonably priced. The portions are usually big enough that you can take some home. And the Chili's that was over by the actual tan house had a manager who seemed to be allergic to hiring men.
And always hired hot-ass bitches.
So back in the day, I have a lot of fond memories of going to Chili's with Tim or Noah, or Tim and Noah.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back. I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back.
I thought you were going to keep talking.
Oh, no. I was just going to listen to you sing that.
Providing background music.
Sorry, I drifted off and remembered some hot ass bringing me some hot meals.
Chili's in general seem to have a lot of hot women working for them.
Yeah, but that one closest to us seemed to be like it was consistent.
Look, we have headshots requiring people. Oh, shit, I forgot a place. Let me write this down. I may have to throw that in there for a similar reason. I guess it's my turn. I could just say it now if I want to.
Go for it.
BJ's.
You know what's funny? That was on my list right under Chili's.
Oh, well. Because they also tend to have hot women working there. At least the one by Apple did. And fucking, I love their open-faced pot roast sandwich.
Mm. Nom, nom, nom. Yes. Nom.
And their pizza is good. Mm-hmm. Not quite. It's not up there in my pizza, you know, top 10 or whatever. Mm-hmm. But they have a good pizza and they have other good stuff.
And you like the rookie cookie.
Pazuki.
I feel like you almost look at me and be like, yes, I do like the Okie Cookie.
That big wad of white in the middle, yeah, it's an Okie Cookie.
All right. And also, they brew their own root beer, and it is fucking delicious.
And their own regular beers are pretty damn good, too. I've had a couple of those.
I couldn't give two tenths of a shit about that.
Actually, BJ's is what got me into drinking Hefeweizen. I actually found a type of beer.
And got you into being gay after you got drunk.
Wheat beers, yes, I like. And it was a BJ's that...
He was already gay. He was just too uptight to let it out.
Yes.
Let it out, man.
Rah!
It's the Bay Area, and it's the new millennium.
Yeah, I was at a random BJ's. I was at a work thing, and they're like, we got this Hefeweizen. And I was like, well, describe it for me. And then I said, you know, that sounds like beer that wouldn't make me want to vomit. And I typically want to vomit when I drink beer, so give me a Hefeweizen, and I'll try to look a little manly in front of all these work people. And I drank it, and I was like, this is delicious. Why has nobody introduced me to wheat beer before now?
All right. No, I believe this is number 5, is it not?
It is. Yes. I'm going to go with Taco Bell.
Really?
Yes.
I almost put that on my list.
I like Taco Bell.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
It is not Mexican food. It is Taco Bell.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I'm like, this is delicious. It's cheaper than dog food. I probably shouldn't be eating it.
Mm-hmm. But have you ever had their beef and potato burrito?
I don't think I was a fan.
It's their ground up rat meat or whatever that stuff is, the ground beef, mm-hmm, in their ground beef sauce. And it's these big cubes of like pan fried potatoes, like hash browns basically, and sour cream. And it's fucking delicious.
I'm not a fan. You know what? I don't know if a lot of people know this, but Taco Bell used to serve breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, this is a while ago, but at the time, I thought it was wonderful. Like, it was like when I was in high school, and I was going to summer school one time, and there was a Taco Bell right there, so I'd go by and get breakfast. I'm like, this is so good. I think that was like the first time I ever had like a breakfast burrito, although, you know, not really authentic, but.
Sorry. Do you remember the little tiny taqueria place around the corner from where Tim and I used to live in downtown San Jose?
Oh, yeah, Fifth. You mean, yes, they have good breakfast burritos.
Yes, their breakfast burritos were as fucking big as your arm.
Yeah, I definitely had much better since then, but. I'm just saying, at the time.
But it's a nice little fast food breakfast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, as McDonald's is to the hamburger, so is Taco Bell to the breakfast burrito.
I think if Taco Bell brought their breakfast burrito back, I would be happy. Especially if they put the potatoes from the beef and potato burrito in it.
A little sidetrack.
You hear that, Taco Bell? Tancast is demanding it. Sorry, Noah.
I love the McSkillet burrito from McDonald's.
All right. Never had it.
Delicious.
I'll take your word for it.
I make it myself sometimes. It's pretty good. Anyways, so that was my number 5?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So mine is, I've been saving this one for last, and thankfully you guys didn't take it, Rock Bottom.
Yeah, we were going to take that. Really, you thought we were going to take that?
None of us proposed to our wives there, we don't give a shit.
I don't even understand. I mean, I know you understand. You like the place because it has sentimental value.
Yes.
But food-wise, I'm just like, I could take it or leave it.
Exactly.
They've got a couple of things there that were, like, very, very delicious, like the Titan Toothpicks appetizer.
Titan Toothpicks.
Yeah.
Sounds like a wrestling move.
They're like these gigantic rolled up tortillas that are like fried, and they're like just full of delicious. They're kind of like the Southwestern egg rolls at Chili's, but more so. And they're awesome. And they come with a variety of sauces for you to dip them into. And I like sauce choice.
My balls come with some sauces, bitch.
My sauce.
And my wife loved the mac and cheese and chicken that they have there. That is quite tasty. There's a couple of other things. You know, we ate there not often enough to figure it out. But, you know, for the most part, it was the fact that they, you know, brewed their own beer, had a bunch of friends that that went there all the time. So it just happened to be the place where I was when I met my wife. And so she and I would go back regularly on the monoversary of having met there and eat there. It's kind of a monthly thing that we stuck to. And after 12 months of doing that, I proposed to her there because of the sentimental value. So it doesn't, like, they could start serving horse turds, and I'd probably still go there when I'm in California.
Also, little known fact, he also impregnated her there. A lot of people don't know that. In the kitchen, the guys were trying to clean up. He's like, hey, can I just borrow this backspace? Me and my wife are going to get a little, you know, sentimental.
I would avoid the lettuce if I were you.
But, I'm going to need to keep the energy up. Can you cook me up some Titan Toothpicks before I get this shit started?
These wieners will give me the energy I need to fuck my wife.
Simpsons reference.
Okay.
I thought we talked about that on Tancast.
We might have. I forget shit.
We've established that. He forgets shit. He forgets jokes he's already read. He forgets to press record. There's forgetfulness. It just happens.
Yeah.
That was another thing. Forget. Joe sent an email. She wanted to know what our favorite Tancast episode or moments were.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. And I think we need to put some thought into that because fucking we've done 80-some-odd shows.
Well, not only that, but it's like sometimes when we record an episode and Tim names it, I forget what the fuck he named it for. Like, I may have even said the thing that he named it for. I'm just like, where the fuck did that come from?
All right, let me do my number 5. I'm trying to pick from the ones that I have left which one I should actually use as my number 5. I'm going to go with Burger King. I've always been a fan of Burger King. Love me some Burger King. The Whopper, flame-broiled goodness.
Mm-hmm. I greatly prefer Burger King to McDonald's. I think it's a toss-up for me between Burger King and Wendy's. But my wife dislikes Burger King, so usually
I think Wendy's is disgusting most of the time.
I like their frosty dairy dessert, but I can't say much else about Wendy's.
Mm. I like their Baconator. Without mayonnaise. Mm. God damn it. Without mayonnaise.
Well, all right.
Fucking A.
I'm never really a fan of fast food bacon. It never really works out for me.
Oh, Wendy's has got this new bacon. It's like thick and crispy, and oh, it's great.
Yeah, I got some thick and crispy for you.
Yeah, it's not like that. It's not like the fast food bacon you usually get, where it's like all thin and like 80%
stringy
fat
and
stringy.
Like,
yeah. No. This is bacon like you'd want to make a BLT out of. They've had a bacon upgrade.
But I like the chicken sandwich. I like their French toast sticks, which end at 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
yes, Tim loves French toast sticks.
I do. I love me some French toast sticks. Haven't had them in a while. Just had them the other day.
Yeah, my wife bought French toast sticks.
All right, those two statements just counteract each other, but you know what I meant. Oh, fuck? I was at a Jack in the Box in Santa Monica, and instead of like ordering with a person, there was like a kiosk. There was like a computerized kiosk, like those like where you can get DVDs in like a supermarket, like Redbox and DVD Play. Like there was no like you just punch buttons on the screen and then it gives you a receipt and then you hand it to them and they give you a cup. I'm like, fucking, how lazy do people need to be?
Anyway. RB's had one of those in high school.
No. I'm all about that because I can't count the number of times I've gone into a Jack in the Box and given them my order and wound up with something totally different.
You know what? It can still happen. The breakdown, there's still people involved in making the food. There can still be a breakdown.
Yeah, but it's like I get my receipt back.
Not necessarily the person punching
in your
order. And it's
like I told you. You said, what size do you want? And I said, large. And you put small. I get the receipt back and it says fucking small.
You want cheese on that? No. Here's some cheese. All right. Don't ask me then. Just put the cheese on it regardless.
Yeah. Or say no mayonnaise. I want no mayonnaise. No mayonnaise on my burger. No mayonnaise. It's like if you're already making me a cheeseburger, especially if you're putting bacon on it, you have got the beef grease, you have got the cheese grease, and you have potentially got the bacon grease. I don't need something that is also just grease for grease's sake.
Look at Andy worried about help all of a sudden.
No, it's not. It's not that. It's that like I'm already teetering right on the end of this bun is just going to break apart into a big grease sack. Don't add extra grease. I don't need extra grease. I've got enough I've ordered grease upon grease upon grease. Don't slather a layer of grease on top of it. So when I say no mayonnaise, no mayo, no mayonnaise, I don't see it on the screen. Please hit no mayonnaise. And then I get it back and I take my first bite. It's just a big fat just wad of mayonnaise. I fucking hate that.
Andy's making me hungry for some mayonnaise.
Tim is going to go have a mayonnaise sandwich, and I'm going to have just the creeping memes.
How long is your drive, Tim?
2+ hours.
Okay.
Long enough.
So we should wrap this up. And I should trip on my wires.
All right. Well, I'll stop talking about mayonnaise.
All right. Well, that's it for this week.
Oh, do we want – we're not going for alternatives real quick?
Oh, yeah. We can say our honorable mentions. Go for it.
I got Olive Garden. Stephanie hates going there.
Oh, shit! I can't believe I didn't put Olive Garden on mine.
I like it. I like their pasta. Stephanie's like, it's just pasta. But I'm like, oh, they do a little something extra with it.
Mm-hmm. I forgot another one. Anyway.
You know, you have to make it.
Their breadsticks are also good.
Red Lobster. I like the cheese biscuits.
That was the other one! That was the one I was just saying. I forgot.
Sonic. I like the drinks.
Oh, okay, good. I had Sonic as well.
Jack in the Box. I love their spicy chicken sandwich.
I miss Jack in the Box.
They don't have Jack in the Box there?
The closest Jack in the Box to me is like two and a half hours away.
Worth it.
Holy crap.
There are none in the state of Georgia.
What the shitballs?
Exactly. People actually drive, like people make a trip sometimes from Atlanta to the Carolinas to get Jack in the Box.
All right.
I've never liked it that much.
Well, it's, you know, like we're going to do a road trip anyway. You know, we're going to go up and go antiquing or whatever. Okay. But it's like... getting to the closest Jack in the Box becomes part of that road trip for some people around here.
Jack in the Box and antiquing don't seem to go together. Like one's classy.
I was just
and the
tossing out things that people might like drive up into the hills to do because it's really that's all hill country.
Right. Well, how about fuck your sister?
All right.
Yes, that's something that cracks me up. Like when you live in California, it's like the people up in the hills. Those are the rich people with the big ass houses and the great hill views and all the rest of that stuff, and the neighbors not too close to them or whatever. Here, hill people. Completely different breed. The hill people here are the people that time forgot. You get up into the hills and hear the
Any more honorable mentions there, Noah?
That's it.
All right. Andy?
I just had the wine cellar in Los Gatos. It's got a bunch of different wines. They're very tasty.
Gay.
Oh, and Double D's also in Los Gatos.
Oh, shit. We didn't mention Double D's. Good on you, Andy.
That's not my favorite anymore, though.
Yeah, that one
was... Still good. It's still good, though.
Yeah, and I actually put chilies in as my substitute for that because it's not only that it had all the food that's everywhere, but it was also the, you know, the memories of the good times with my boys.
Double D's was good in his heyday with all the hot ladies.
Oh my God.
Single and getting none of it. Yeah.
Uh huh. None of it. Not a single drop of it.
Nope. That's how we do it.
Not even close. Not even like, oh, maybe I think a droplet's coming out. Nope.
Nope.
Yeah, it wasn't even like, oh, someone was interested in me if I'd only made a move. Nope. There was no move. There was no interest. There was nothing.
Yeah.
That's how we do it.
Yeah. Oh, one other honorable mention, Britannia Arms, just for their, potato skins.
You fat fuck.
They still had the best potato skins. I haven't had better potato skins anywhere yet.
All right.
Because they weren't like all dry and nasty. Like if you go to TGI Fridays and get their potato skins, it's going to suck all the moisture out of your mouth.
Yeah. Like you like.
Like I like, yes. So, Tim, any honorable mentions that we haven't hit?
Yes, TGI Fridays. I can't believe we haven't said it.
Yeah.
Sesame Jack Chicken Strips, yum.
Yes. Yes.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't really eat much KFC anymore.
I just had the three crispy strips meal last night. Delicious. Red Robin.
Red Robin. Oh, yeah, they are pretty good.
Yeah, they've got some good burgers.
I don't know why I'm checking them off like someone's going to come up with these later. Yeah. But, yes, I love their BLTA. It's a bacon, lettuce, tomato, and avocado on a croissant.
Hmm.
Fuck yes. And know what, Andy? It has mayonnaise on it. Deal with it.
No, see, that's fine, because you're not talking about a fucking cheeseburger with bacon.
It has bacon, but there's just no cheese.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So next.
Or burger.
Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. That's a L.A. place.
Yeah.
They serve both chicken and waffles together in some combos. And a biscuit. Huge biscuit, only 99 cents. No, I think it's less than 99 cents. Whatever. It's a cheap, big-ass biscuit, and it's delicious. And last but not least, the Saddle Ranch, which is also a Southern California thing. They have one at Universal Studios City Walk, which I'll be – they do comedy there on Mondays, and part of it is the comedians get to eat for free, and I'll actually be hosting comedy there February 8th, 2010. Come on out and see me. Mm-hmm.
See Delicious. Tim blow it up.
See Tim eat his free food.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
All right.
Is that it?
All right, all right.
That's it. I think so.
All right.
Thanks, everybody, for hanging out with us. If you have a top five or a high five list of things you'd like us to talk about, go ahead and throw them out. I was thinking we should do movie theme songs. We haven't done that yet. I think that would be like TV theme songs like we did, but with movies. We should do that sometime in the future.
Like the one
that's
like,
it. Just throwing that out there.
Theme like that plays during the opening credits or just something that's kind of known that's attached to that movie.
I say we can make up whatever rules we want.
Okay.
If we want, we could do
it's our show.
What's that?
I said, yeah, it's our show.
Ooh, this is true. I thought you said, yeah, it's Star Trek. I was like, all right, it's Star Trek.
No.
And he's burning his list right now. Star Trek.
Star Trek.
I can't wait for next week. Star Trek.
Yeah. Yeah, no, my the TV theme show thing got my wife and I listening to a bunch of old TV themes.
Or just... Yes, I could also think we could probably do each of us do a high five of TV shows we left off our list, even our honorable mentions. Because I've been thinking of tons of them since then.
Yep.
I think I might burn mine, but I'll think about it.
Oh, I think you can think about it, and you'll think, oh, I didn't think about that. Man, that's going to get you thinking.
Yep.
No, I think right now I got to go pee, so let's wrap this motherfucker up.
Yep.
All right.
All right.
So, everybody, remember to flush and jiggle the handle.
Yep.
And we'll catch you next week.
And remember to hit record.
Virtual podcasting, make sure you record it. Just a little tip for you up-and-comers out there.
All right, that's enough fun.
All right.
Toodaloo. All right.
Thank you for listening to Tancast episode 83. Sorry this episode took so long to come out, but between the holiday, some editing mistakes I made, and a lot of shows I had to go drive and do, it just took me a while to edit it. And just so you all know, Tancast is looking more and more like it's going to be released on Monday afternoons as opposed to Sunday late night. So just to let you know about that, that's what the schedule's going to be. Speaking of schedule, check out my comedy schedule, tancast.com/Tim. Click on my schedule button. I got a lot of shows coming up. I'm headlining a show in Dublin on the 23rd, which I mentioned at the top of the show. I'll also be headlining the John Lovitz Comedy Club on the 28th. That's at Universal City Walk. Doing some shows up in Washington State and doing Rooster Feathers in Sunnyvale. A lot of shows coming up. Be sure and check the schedule so you can come out and see me live. Other than that, thank you guys so much for listening. Leave us some comments. Let us know what kind of high-five lists you'd like us to do. And we'll catch you next week.
Tancast. Ooh, excuse me.
Did you burp?
Yeah.
Oh, that's all right. You can burp, baby.